everyone in their life at some point when they were a kid dreamed about going into space. And now it's actually getting closer to being a reality.
No, I wouldn't say everybody.
You did not?
Never. I've never dreamed of going to space, but apparently there are some people who have and will pay dearly for it.
So when you were little, you didn't think about being an astronaut?
Never.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well,
no, but obviously a lot of people have.
Totally. And yeah. More and more people are getting closer to that opportunity to do so. So SpaceX yesterday launched the first private flight that is going to orbit the Earth for the next 3 days. And the craziest part about this is that it is an all amateur crew on board. There were no professional astronauts at all.
No, they've done training, right? That's all.
Months and months and months of training. So, you know, everybody knows about all these billionaires that are trying to get into space over the last number of years. And this one person that's on this flight, Jared Isaacman, is like a multi-billionaire.
He owns the company Shift for Payments.
Okay.
Has a lot of money and paid for the other people to board the ship.
Yeah, he's footing the bill for the entire crew, which is four of them, but he won't actually say how much it's costing him. Now, what he did say is that he's actually pledging $100 million out of his own pocket to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, which is kind of an incredible thing that he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing that because one of the people on the flight, Haley Arsenault, is a childhood bone cancer survivor. She works at this hospital as well. So on top of paying for her trip, he's also made this pledge.
And they made a contest out of it. So they actually had a couple of contest winners that are going up there. That's going to be our next contest. I think we should totally do that after Beat the Bank's over.
Oh my gosh, imagine the red tape around that. I mean,
we might have a tough time getting that one pushed through legal, but we'll work on it. We'll see what we can do.
All right, so they're there for 3 days, is that correct?
Yes, so they'll circle the Earth for 3 days. I guess everything is, you know, very much computerized. There isn't much for them really to be doing or worried or concerned about up there, but the question is, would you do it? Is this something that interests you, and would you do it? What do you think, Ange? Would you go?
Well, I think I've been pretty clear. No.
Not a chance.
And you would jump at the opportunity. So, we'd like to know how you feel about it. Are you like me? No, you're good with your feet planted firmly on the Earth? Or would you like to go to space?
I think part of the reason I would like to go to space is I would like to take some flat earthers up with me so I could point out the Earth and say, look, see, round.
Could we pay to have people go to space and leave them there?
That would be kind of amazing too.